Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sasha and Dash!
Sasha and Dash!
Scared the shit out of me then. I wasn't paying attention at all. Right, this time, Sasha and Dash is the first time it's been in the UK. So well done, guys.
We did it!
We did it! It's Scotland, so fuck England.
It's
your shit.
Scotland, though.
Come on, Wales. So I'm going to tell you a Sasha and Dash, and then we're going to dash. I need to pee about the murder. The murder of Jodie Jones, and we'll look at who did it in a minute. So Jodie Jones was 14 and she lived in East Houses, which I'm sure we've mentioned when you've done an Edinburgh murder before, but in possibly not, but
what?
In East Houses.
Oh no, I've not mentioned that.
We're not in Scotland on June 30th 2003. And it was her 15-year-old boyfriend who was eventually charged with the murder. But there's... Not everyone's convinced, but he wasn't immediately arrested. He was under suspicion for a while. So...
Shouldn't have had a boyfriend, girlfriend anyway.
Yeah.
Not
I mean, 14, 15.
No.
Pretty young.
Not till you're 18. I always tell the children, you're not allowed a girlfriend until you're 30.
Yeah. As should be tradition. So Mitchell's parents were separated when he was 11, and he lived in a nice house. He would ride horses, motorbikes. They had land, so he had
anything to stop him walking.
He had a nice upbringing.
Carry me, carry me to my horse, and I shall ride it to the dirt bike track.
And they were in the same year at school, so they used to hang out,
which is like. As a teenager, it's like, oh, he must be the one because he's the hottest guy in my year at school.
They got together because he sold her weed.
Again, another reason. That's another a big attraction at 14.
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh, he's got access to weed and I might not have to pay for it. Like,
they're so cool.
Yeah.
And grown up and an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
at 14, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah, pretty much. So they became quite serious, and they began having sex too young. So Mitchell was also shagging another girl.
What, more than one?
He's selling weed, and I mean, he's got all the weed, so all the women are coming flocking.
At 15, though.
15, he's shagging another girl as well. He was a good student at school, apparently. Teacher was concerned about the violence in an essay he had written, but to be honest, you let teenagers write about what they like, they always write about murder, pretty much, or suicide, or self-harm.
At 15, I was still, in my head, I was being like, well, I guess I'm having to adopt children, because there's no way I'm going near a penis.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Jones's social life mostly revolved around him. I mean, at 14, how much of a social life do you have anyway? Like, you sit in and you watch Ready, Steady, Cook.
Heart Attack.
Kids TV. Neighbours. Then you watch Changing Rooms. And then you go to bed. Like, that's it.
Or if you're in my house, it'd be Monday, church. Tuesday, church. Wednesday, church.
Pretty much. Songsters. Then, so he was sort of shagging around a bit, but she was sort of just seeing him. So At about 5 p.m. on June 2003, Jones went out, and that was the last she was seen alive. And her body was found several hours later, and she'd been murdered in a knife attack. And her body was behind a wall in a wooded area. Now, the person who found it was Mitchell around 10:30 p.m., which is part of the reason that people were so suspect. Like, why was he out for a walk? Why did he happen across the body of his girlfriend?
Yeah, you don't happen across the body of your girlfriend. You happen across the body of a stranger. If you happen across the body of your girlfriend, it's because you're always with your girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, apparently he was out searching for her, but then he's the one who found her. So it's kind of like, oh, like, I think it, to me, it's a bit like when you're trying to pretend you don't know where something is, but then you go straight to it, like, oh, look, maybe it's over here. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, look, that's funny. The circumstances where he found it potentially indicated that he was guilty. And the Jones family, so her family, made it known that Mitchell was not welcome at the funeral, so he wasn't invited, which, again, everyone was like, well, they must think he did it then. School authorities said they were concerned about Mitchell's safety, because
everyone's saying he's a murderer.
Yeah, and so people didn't want him at the school. So he was suspended, and then he was questioned as a witness, and then he became the main focus of the investigation. So obviously, whatever he said, if we were sword on a scale, we'd fucking play it, but we're not. So he was investigated, and they said that we think you've done it. 10 months later, Mitchell was charged with the crime. So it took a long time for them to gather enough evidence.
He speaks really slowly. Yeah. Or sometimes with Scottish people, if you don't have subtitles.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to translate. And I don't think we've got the software yet. So he pleaded not guilty, and he had an alibi that he was home cooking dinner at 15 years old. 15-year-old boy.
No, of course you fucking were.
Nope. At the time of the murder. He didn't testify at his own trial, and it was one of the most expensive trials in Scottish legal history, apparently.
Because everyone's buying weed off him in the breaks.
Still dealing. All the women are coming. So he was... interested in the Black Dahlia case, apparently, which was used against him at trial, which I think is unfair. Being interested in murder,
it's one of those
does
things
not a murderer
that is,
make.
Is so prevalent in popular culture that as a teenager it's probably one of the first things you research.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess a lot of people that listen to this might have similar stories. I know, like, when I was a kid I wasn't particularly morbid, but like, it's just something that you hear about a lot and you look it up, right?
But one thing that didn't work in his favour, that his brother said he hadn't seen him in the house that afternoon. And he's saying he's fucking cooking dinner.
Dropped him in it.
You would have seen him, wouldn't you? A knife pouch was also found in Mitchell's possession, but not a knife.
Sporran.
In his kilt. And no, it wasn't in his kilt. And his clothes may have been destroyed in a garden incinerator.
They may have been destroyed.
They may have been destroyed in a garden incinerator, which some neighbours thought was giving off a strange smell.
Smells like sweaty boy clothes.
Smells like burning blood.
Oh, shit.
His defence that he was able to discover the body because he had a dog. And he took his dog with him. To be fair, my fucking dog would find it.
He would
body.
Sniff you out.
He'd be like, I'll find her. He was sentenced to... He was age 16. He was described as truly wicked. And he was sentenced to a minimum of 20 years before he was considered... He'd be considered for parole. So I think in Scotland they tend to do minimum sentences. And then it's kind of like... It's like a roll-on contract, like you rent in. Like, well, you can have
sign
it monthly.
Sign up for 20 years and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Another cup of tea appear?
Just does. That's what happened in this house. So that is the Slash and Dash this week. Murder of Jodie Jones from Edinburgh. Well done, Edinburgh.
Thanks,
spreading
Edinburgh.
The word. Fucking Taiwan's on the climb.
Oh, Taiwan, dear God.
Yeah, they're climbing up. So thanks for listening, and do keep sharing us with your friends.
Goodbye!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.